Pilipinas, mabuhay!
Nandito rin naman po kami,
Tito Oscar
and Tita Miriam, here on 104.6 Planet FM, giving you inspirations, updates on Philippine news and events, and thoughts to live by. Listen every Saturday at 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. or anytime online at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay, all one word.
Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Kaibigan natin sa kahanginan. Nandito na naman tayo sa programa nato Pilipinas Mabuhay din sa 104.6 Planet FM. Kaling inyong pinangga, walang iba si Tito Oscar. Tita Miriam?
Good afternoon. Kumusta po kayong lahat dyan? Nandito na naman po kami si Tita Miriam and Tito Oscar here on Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM from now 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. every Saturday night. Stay with us as we have some good reflections to share with you tonight. At kumusta po ang lahat nating mahal sa buhay? Mamahalin kita. Isn't it our pledge to all the people whom we love and care for? So be with us tonight.
Kasi nagpapadala si Daddy ng pera with Western Union. Western Union, walang palya ang padala.
Always ang saya!
Aking mano ay nagkihintay para sa'yo.
Kailangang umalis upang makita ang katuparan. Sa iba't ibang panig ng mundo'y nagtungo baunay pag-ibig mula sa mahal mong naiwanan. Di baghan sakaling matupad ang iyong hangarin. Sa iyong pagsisikap naganap ang iyong
With this song, we would like to greet all our kababayans. Happy Independence Day. Of course, we celebrated it. The actual celebration day was on Wednesday, the 12th of June. But some of our communities are celebrating it tonight. So, happy Independence Day. Pinoy ako, Pinoy tayong lahat. Proud to be a Filipino. You are listening to Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM. Andito na naman si Tita Miriam and Tito Oscar here to give you some thoughts relevant to our day-to-day life. Pinoy ako, Pinoy tayong lahat. Proud to be a Filipino.
Okay, maing gabi sa tanan natin mga kaibigan, mga kaigalaan sa atong programang Pilipinas Mabuhay. Okay.
So the celebrations natin sa Pilipinas, Tito Oscar, it's awesome, no? The love of each and every kababayan sa ating the independence that we gained through the years. So you're listening once again to Pilipinas Mabuhay here on 104.6 Planet FM. So it's quite cold outside. The last few days has been really cold. So I was thinking, how do people, especially those in Alaska, in Antarctica, how do they survive the winter? All year round winter, isn't it, Tito Oscar?
It must be very, very terrible.
I suppose that people who have lived there all their life are now used to surviving life in winter. So, in relation to that, I would like to share some reflections that I have come across. How to thrive during all of life's seasons. The seasons of life, how to survive life's winter moments. I have come across this article written by Daryl Van Dongeren. He is a doctorate in philosophy. And he said, winter can be tough. For those that fortunate enough to live in moderate climates, many of us know that winter can be frigid, frosty, or downright freezing, with wind chills in double digits below zero in some areas, in some states, in some continents in our world, and the lake effect snow burying us under countless inches of snow. I stopped for a minute to remind myself, this too will pass. So these are the words of Dr. Daryl Van Tongeren. And he continues, life seems to operate in seasons. Some parts of life are like spring, some are like summer, some like autumn, and some like winter. And he said that spring relates to new beginnings, a fresh start, like a brand new job or a creative opportunity. Starting things always feels so exciting, so invigorating, and so hopeful. The possibilities are endless. And he relates to summer as when the living seems easier. Just like in life, sometimes things just click. Relationships are thriving, work seems effortless, and the pleasant days are long. And how did he relate to autumn? He said that autumn brings a cool, refreshing change, but always a twinge of nostalgia of days lost and the foreboding reminder of what lies away. Life sometimes changes, which makes us remember and long for the past. We leave friends for a new chapter, say goodbye to a loved one, or move for another opportunity. And then, as certain as ever, winter. The cold, bitter harshness of a season that indiscriminately tests the mettle of us all. It begs the question, how strong are you? When life's winter seasons fall upon us, through loss of a loved one, the end of a great chapter in your life, or the termination of something you would not imagine ending, many times we are overcome with grief, with sadness. How did this happen? How long will this endure? Will I ever survive? Am I strong enough to face this? Winter has a way of testing the resolve of people, rewarding those with grit and determination, with the hope of spring. When you find yourself in life's winter moments, here are three things that you can endure, or perhaps even enjoy this season of life. Dr. Van Tongeren said that first, be mindful. Mindfulness is when we remove our natural judgments from a situation and instead we simply experience them for what they are. It can be difficult to practice, but imagine not assigning an experience as good or bad. It just is. Once we decouple the negative assessment of value from our winter moments, we begin to experience life more fully. Second, he said, trust your own resolve. You are a lot stronger than you think. We can forget what we have been through and instead focus on our own shortcomings. Let us remind ourselves of how strong we are and the parts of our journey that have included overcoming difficulties in the past. Sometimes, it can be helpful to remember that we have done this before and we can do it again. Lastly, Dr. Van Tongeren said, just like winter, life's tough moments will pass. Tough moments, experiences, or losses do not have to define us. They can add to our story and help build our character, but we are more than our circumstances. Remember to get good support. Invite your friends into your life and take care of yourself. And just like the winter chill, this moment will pass. So perhaps, with a slight change in thinking, we can all enjoy all of life's seasons, even the winter. The seasons of life. King Solomon was a knowledgeable man who thought a lot about the way life goes. He wrote these words in Ecclesiastes: "To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born, and a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck out what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to gain and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time to war and a time of grace." The God-given task. What profit is a worker from that in which he labors? I have seen the God-given task with which the sons of men are to be occupied. He has made everything beautiful in his time. He has put eternity into their hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end. And we can find this in Ecclesiastes, the book of Ecclesiastes. All of us experience change and transition of life. Sometimes life is exciting. Sometimes it's dynamic and we feel on top of the world. At other times we just want to go away and escape the situation. As King David said, "Oh, that I could fly away with wings like a dove." We must understand the seasons. If we do not understand that there are seasons in life, we may draw the wrong conclusions about what is happening in our lives or the reasons for it. God has a plan and a purpose to make your life beautiful. God has us in a process. We cannot see the scope of God's work from beginning to end. We are short-sighted. In tough times, where health, money, friends, marriage is not looking good, we may wonder, what is going on? But God makes us beautiful through all the trials, through all the circumstances in life. It is during the tough seasons that we often grow the most in our character. It is difficult to form outstanding character in seasons of pure prosperity. This is one reason why God ordains seasons where we have to fight, where things do not come easily. There are some examples of seasons, like being single and wanting to get married. For most people, it is only a season. There can be seasons of study, seasons of unemployment, or seasons of prosperity where work is abundant. All of these things can be in seasons. If you try to hang on to something that is in the past, it can turn sour. Don't try to push something in the wrong season. We must not look back all the time, wishing for our favorite season of the past to return. Instead, we must forget what lies behind and push forward to what lies ahead. There are some things that are good to know about seasons. First, no matter what season we are in, no season lasts forever. Things too, these too shall pass. Change is always on its way. Like a coin with two sides, life has a way of changing. Good seasons come and go, and so do the bad ones. Bad seasons never last forever. If you are heartbroken due to a failed relationship, you may. Good seasons of external blessing do not last forever in this life. In Psalm 30, verse 6, King David said, "Now in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved." Good seasons of prosperity do not last forever. The Psalms teach us that good times and bad times go. Another thing that we can know about seasons, we need to know about seasons, is a change of seasons is not a sign that we are good or a bad person. When bad things happen, it is not a sign that you are a bad person. It is just a sign that bad things are happening. Bad things do happen to good people. Take Job, for example. He had good seasons, but he is remembered for the terrible time of oppression and loss he faced. Yet Job was a righteous man. Do not assume that you are worse than others if you suffer loss or go through a trial. In Genesis chapter 8, verse 22, it says, "As long as the earth remains, there will be springtime and harvest, winter and summer, day and night." There are going to be seasons until Jesus returns and maybe beyond. Don't read too much into negative things that happen. Many things happen in life. And third, never let the season you are in define who you are. Don't change what you believe according to what season you are in. People often made bad decisions in tough seasons. When you are in a challenging or difficult season, don't do too much. Be careful what meaning you give things in the tough seasons of God. In the life of Joseph in the book of Genesis, we see that the season of prosperity will always be preceded by pits and prison. Character is developed in the pits and prisons. God's plans do not change just because seasons do. God's plan for Joseph to be a great ruler never changed because he was put in the pit or in the prison. God is still with you, whether you are in a pit, whether you are in a prison, or perhaps in a palace. Fourth, most seasons are followed by opposite seasons. We don't control everything in life. There are a lot of things we cannot control. Life has a way of propping up with different things. So, keep the dream in your heart at all times. Don't give up your God-given dreams because your circumstances has turned sour. You don't know what God can do. And next, we need to build consistency in every season in our life. Saint Paul told Timothy, "Preach the word of God. Be instant in season and out of season." Young preachers do not always understand the seasons. There will be times when things go well in the church life and ministry, and at other times of incredible hardship and transition. Wherever there are people, there is going to be problems. Just expect it. But be patient, patiently rebuke, encourage, and give good teaching consistently. Give good teaching no matter what the season. It may be a season of harvest or a season of plowing and sowing. Doing what is required now will enable you to benefit during the harvest season. Just be consistent. Do the work that the season you are in requires. Farmers do different work in different seasons. There are times for planting, time for resting, watering, and harvesting. There is a lot of preparatory work required in order to reap a harvest. Marriages also go through seasons. Work through the season you are in. Learn from every season that you're in. Every season has lessons of life for us. In the life of Joseph, the plan of God was for him to rule, but before he ruled, he was ruled over. What I am learning now will help me be wiser when I next go through this season, or it will be useful when I have a friend that goes through this season. Next, keep the right season in your heart, no matter the outside season. It is only the bad water that's on the inside of the boat that causes danger, not the water outside the boat. So, even if there is conflict, trouble in the exterior, guard your heart. Our heart condition greatly influences the course and situations of our life. I believe this is because God crafts circumstances according to the lessons we need to learn. We cannot control what happens around us, but we can control what happens inside us. We cannot control how people will treat us, but we can control how we respond to what they do to us. Next, prepare for the next season. When things are tough, do what you know you need to do. You can have financial loss along the path of doing God's will, but God can turn it around. Prepare for the time when the favorable winds will blow again. Don't resign yourself to something. Don't allow the season to make you resign to whatever is happening. And lastly, God is at work in every season in our life. The Lord was with Joseph in Potiphar's house. The Lord blessed him and favored him. If you are a favored one, you are favored no matter where you are. There are seasons of fruitfulness, and there are also seasons of hard, hard labor. Farmers keep planting even if they lose a whole year's work due to events in nature like floods or droughts. We can be confident that God is working things out for our good, no matter how things are going in our external world. God's main purpose is to prepare and form us to eternity, to conform us to the image of Jesus Christ. And when we understand that, we can understand that we are not going to have easy seasons all the time. Even the blessed man of Psalm 1, who meditates on the world, bears fruit in its season. Whether we see fruit in our current season or not, God is at work preparing something good for us. So, let us be aware of the seasons of life and remember that God is working through us in each and every season of our life.
Sa tanang dapit nga ako napunta, ang tumang kaanyag ni sakmit sa akong mga mata. Ikabay luko pa ba kiningiw tang pinangga nga ginikanan sa upo.
Listening to Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM. The devotees of Señor Santo Niño here in Auckland, New Zealand is inviting everyone to join in the 9 days Novena Masses in devotion to the Mother of Perpetual Help and the Sacred Heart of Jesus that starts this Monday, June 17 from 6:45 p.m. at St. Benedict's Church, No. 1 St. Benedict Street, Newton. So for those who have devotions and love for the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Mother of Perpetual Help, yes, there is an opportunity to give thanks from June 17 to June 25, 9 days Novena Masses at St. Benedict's from 6:45 p.m. Saturday and Sunday have different schedule, so please go to Santo Niño website, www.santo-nino.org.
Lalaki yata ako at hindi habang panahon kitang susuyuin, lahat may hangganan din.
Okay, kumusta sa atong mga sim boys dina sa Tuckhouse Bay, there's Mount Wellington sa Otahuhu, dinha sa Henderson, all over Auckland. Kumusta kamunta nandin ha? This is from coming from ang shout out gikan ni Tito Oscar, galing ni Tito Oscar. Pag-ingat kayo, be safe and be warm kasi malamig masyado. Okay, enjoy your Saturday and Sunday. Itong kanta ni Ray Valera para ito sa Sim Boys. Special greetings to our national manager na si Shane Rubik, ang atong manager, operations manager sa Auckland, si Henry McShane, and ito ni Cass o ni Matt. Enjoy your holiday, Matt.
Nagselos ka at nilayuan mo ko. Ay nga naman, tunay bang ganyan, bumalik ka naman. Buhay ko, nasa iyo, matitiis mo ba ako? Oh baby, wag sana magtampo.
Invitation to all our Filipino kababayans for the Filipino Mass at Good Shepherd Parish tomorrow 11:30 for our Filipino Mass to be officiated by Father Gilbert Ramos. And also congratulations and happy priestly anniversary to Father Gilbert Ramos, his 11th sacerdotal anniversary. Celebrations from 6 p.m. at Good Shepherd Parish, Mary Makilop Hall. So, congratulations and a blessed sacerdotal anniversary, Father Gilbert.
Sa aking daigdig, sa daigdig na alaala.
And Tito Oscar, I think we're nearing the end of our show. We hope that our listeners enjoyed the reflections that we shared tonight. So if you would like a copy of the reflections or you would like to listen to it again, you can download. The program will be available after our show. You go to www.planetaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay. Or for a copy of the reflections, call Tita Miriam on 027-487-5428 or Tito Oscar 027-570-1139. If you have any community upcoming community events, we'd be happy to air them for you. Do give us a call on those numbers. So once again, you're listening to Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM. So, Tito Oscar.
Okay. Salamat sa inyong pagpaminaw sa atong programa Pilipinas Mabuhay karong gabi. O ginautunta, magkita-kita kita o sa buntag sa simbahan. 11:30 sa Balmoral, sa Good Shepherd Parish Church, sa 27 Telford Avenue.
Yeah. Dominion Road,
Balmoral. Yes. Okay.
And from Monday, June 17, 6:45 p.m., the Novena Mass to Mother Perpetual Help. The 90s Novena Mass start at St. Benedict's Church, number 1 St. Benedict's Street, Newton, Auckland.
Yes. Salamat sa inyong papiaminaw. Og maayong gabi din hang tanan.
Yes, Tito Oscar. So do Do keep us in your prayers. Some we promise to pray for you as well. Be warm. Keep healthy. It's the season is changing very fast, and just make sure that you are clothed properly. So once again, this is your Tita Miriam here in Pilipinas Mabuhay, and Tito.
Tito Oscar saying to you, Pilipinas Mabuhay.
Saysay ng aking paglalakbay, kundi sa iyo ang mundo ay mabigay. Kinabukasan mo ay sana'y magtagumpay, handog sa iyo ng pag-ibig kong tunay. Birthday binyag, Pasko ang dumaan, aking iniyakan dahil di napuntahan. Ngunit ramdam ko dito sa aking puso na sa bawat okasyon ay kasama rin ako. Sa aking padala, tila ako'y nandiyan na rin. Kasama mo sa pag-abot ng bawat hangarin.